Well, whether or not you were a fan of Ruth Bader Ginsburg or not, you have to respect what she was able to accomplish in her life, going to law school at a time in the 1950s when women just didn't go to law school. Women didn't have legal careers the way she did. She died Friday at the age of 87 from pancreatic cancer and the complications thereof. She will live and repose in the Supreme Court on Wednesday and Thursday this week. So tomorrow and the following day, she will lie in repose, will Ruth Bader Ginsburg, after 27 years in the court and many dramatic rulings, but a woman who had close friends like Antonin Scalia, the conservative lion of the court until he died in 2016, proving that it's possible to have massive differences of opinion and still be able to have conversations and be able to be friendly to one another, something we've lost in America, a lesson that should be learned along the way. By the way, the president took his show on the road again yesterday to Ohio, and said he will be selecting a woman for the job to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He won't make that announcement, smartly, until the memorial services have concluded. And if Lindsey Graham is right, the chair of the Judiciary Committee he is, he says getting the name out of the Judiciary Committee will be a breeze because it'll go out along party lines and it will go to the full Senate floor. And Lindsey Graham, who's in a tight reelection fight in South Carolina, says confirmation for the nominee is all but insured right now. He says they have the votes. Here's what the president said in Vidalia, Ohio, about selecting a woman to fill the position of RBG. It's bite number six with President Trump in Vidalia. Bite six. Go.
First of all, you know, we're working very hard on getting a third Supreme Court justice. And I'm going to announce who that is. The only thing I'll say for the women, it will be a woman.
Amy Coney Barrett, the most likely candidate there, although there are other candidates on the short list. But the money, smart money, they say, is on Amy Coney Barrett. Now, I want to take a break here just for a moment and go to the DTE Common Sense Hotline. It's 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. I want to check in with Charles. He's with us in Tampa, Florida today. Charles, what's on your mind here? You're on the program.
Well, it's about what's going on about 2016 and 2020. I remember I've been a junior Republican since when Reagan, and I watched that they are playing a double side. It's not exactly the same, and you can see it. It's not like we're blind, but all the regular channels don't show this. They don't show anything. They kind of bend it, and don't understand. I just found Pluto just a short time ago, but you can see the difference. We have the representatives, and we have, Trump. We have the vote. We can just say it. He can just say it, and it's going to be
right.
Voted.
That's right.
But they're going to fight it. I guarantee they're going to.
They're going to fight it. But here's the thing. With somebody like Judge Amy Coney Barrett, she's going to be very difficult for the Democrats to attack. A woman of great character, great accomplishment, a woman with seven children, two of which she adopted from Haiti, so she has two African-American children, one child with Down syndrome, a woman of faith. In a year, by the way, that the Hispanic vote is becoming ever more important and seems to be trending towards Donald Trump, if you attack a woman of faith who is, by the way, Catholic, like so many Hispanics are, that's not a safe place for Democrats to be, Charles. It's a dangerous tactic and a dangerous game for them to play.
Oh, it's, you know what? It's going to backfire. And you know how many more? This is just going to just hurt them more than they even realize because they're incensed.
I think you're right.
It's not normal.
No, they're unhinged. Charles, thank you for calling in. Greatly appreciate your checking in this morning from Florida. I'm guessing Florida's going to go for Donald Trump. I'm sure of that, in fact. Florida's going to be in the Trump column, his home now, of course. Let's see. We've also got Steve checking in from New Jersey talking about the disaster of Bill de Blasio as the mayor of New York City. Steve, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Big Bird de Blasio. just went into New York City last week just to see what was going on there. Walked about 15 to 20 miles and just was in disbelief. It's a ghost town. I mean, trains are empty, subways are empty. I have no idea where he's getting the revenues. Now he's begging the feds to bail him out because he screwed the
Let me ask you this, Steve-O. How long have you been going to New York City? How old are you? Been going there for a number of years?
I'm 50 years old. I've been going there since I was, say, 5 years old.
So you know the city well. You live nearby.
Yes,
you've
sir.
Gone there a lot of times. My question. Did they kill it?
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. And you know what? You go to, like, I went to Washington Square Park. I went to a bunch of basketball courts because I don't watch NBA anymore.
Right.
And you know what? Nobody's wearing masks. Everybody's hanging out. Nobody's wearing masks. Police officers not even wearing masks. It's so ridiculous. I mean, this guy is devastating everybody. And not only New York. It's affecting New Jersey and Connecticut and Pennsylvania because everybody commutes into the city to make a living.
Well, yeah, Governor Murphy, your governor, not much better. Hey, I got to run, Steve. Thank you for checking in. Greatly appreciate it. For the rest of you, keep it in mind, the DTE Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. You know, speaking of the economy, the president touched on that yesterday. I want to go to Bite 7 really quickly. Bite 7 in Ohio, the president talking about the economy and how we bring it back. Bite 7. Go.
On November 3rd, Americans will decide whether we lift our nation to soaring new heights of prosperity or whether we will allow a Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, to shut down our economy, impose a $4 trillion, that's with a T, by the way, $4 trillion tax hike, abolish Ohio clean coal, oil, natural gas, and ship your jobs and factories and dreams overseas to China and countries that you've never even heard of. Put simply, if Biden wins, China wins. If we win,
you can't let China
Ohio
win.
Wins, and most importantly, in all fairness, America wins.
We'll be right back, right here on the Steve Gruber Show.